Today, we'd like to see the title of the trial and crucifixion in Matthew 27, verses 1 to 66. To another was sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, when morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Why did they brought Jesus for death penalty to Pilate? And what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why did Jesus pray so to the Father? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3 in verse 53. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. What does it mean with the five miracles following Jesus' death? And what can we learn from here? In the last time in Matthew 26:75, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. Immediately when the rooster crowed, Peter remembered the word of Jesus, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. He went out and wept bitterly. Peter repented his denial to him through his word, while Judas repented or regretted to himself through his own word or own thought. I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. Matthew 27, verse 4. Thereafter, Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon believers, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 22-23. Men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Jesus' death had occurred by God's determined purpose and foreknowledge. God loved all the people so much and sent Jesus his Son to die for our sins as the propitiation for our sins with the determined purpose to save all of us with his foreknowledge. In the light of John chapter 16, for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 John 4:10, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, sent his Son to be propitiation for our sins. And Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the scripture, there are two types of death. Number one, physical death is the separation between spirit, soul, mind, consciousness, and physical body. The body is not the real you. The body is just an earthly tent in which you live. Human real is a spirit, not physical body. At the creation, Adam had a living soul, but upon taking the forbidden fruit, his soul was dead in the light of Genesis chapter 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Adam was spiritually dead. Spiritual death is the separation between you and God, your spirit, not connected with God the Spirit. So when you believe now, you shall live, even if you die physically, because your spirit is clothed with the heavenly body in the light of John chapter 11, 25-26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1-4. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnest desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Therefore, unbelievers is alive physically, but dead spiritually, while belief on the earth is alive physically, as well as spiritually alive, either in death or rapture, or physical life. Let's see here, verse 1 and 2. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. The chief priests and elders, the members of the Sanhedrin council, in the morning handed Jesus to Pilate, the governor of Judah and Samaria, for death penalty according to the Mosaic law. Jesus was charged with defamation for the death penalty. Then they were not lawful to put anyone to death, although later they stoned Stephen to death. So now, before Pilate, according to the Roman law, they accused Jesus with the rebellion against Rome, because whoever makes himself a king, not appointed by Caesar, speaks against Caesar. Archaeology, the monument of Pontius Pilate was discovered in the port city of Caesarea, showing Christianity is real, not mythical. So right here, cross reference right here, if you're clicking on, you may see the picture, the photo, actually. here, 4:8, saying, I ever sinned by betraying innocent blood? And they said, what is that to us? You see to it. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went in handy himself. But the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because they are the price of blood. And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, when they took 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Judas hanged himself and fell down, and his old bowels gushed out. 30 shekels of silver was the price of a slave, gold by an ox, paid to the owner of the slave. Jeremiah prophesied about the potter, but Zechariah prophesied specifically the silver thrown into the house of the Lord, fulfilled by Judas, for the potter, fulfilled by chief priest, who bought the potter's field to bury strangers. Verse 11, now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said to him, it is as you say. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear now many things they testify against you? Verse 11, the king of the Jews was the accusation for rebellion against Jesus to death penalty. See verse 37. Pilate knew his kingdom was not the earthly kingdom, but the heavenly kingdom, upon Jesus' further answer. And so he was not guilty of the charge of the rebellion against Rome, the earthly kingdom. That cross reference right there, verse 14. But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. About 700 years ago, Isaiah prophesied was fulfilled by the phrase, he opened not his mouth, but he kept silence. Verse 15. Now at the feast of Passover, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time, they had a notorious prison called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? Pilate tried to release Jesus before the multitude by a customary release during the Passover feast. Between Jesus and Barabbas, the murderer in the rebellion against Rome. Cross reference right here. Verse 18, for he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. Pilate knew all the chief priests and elders who had envy or jealousy, the works of the flesh towards Jesus. But he was under the pressure of the multitude controlled by the religious leaders, leading to a tumult in verse 24, forward the risk of his official job before Caesar. Verse 19, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him saying, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." 22. Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked to the multitudes, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They chose Barabbas, that they was not with Jesus, and so they were against Jesus. It's learned that there was no neutral position for everyone's spiritual life between Jesus and something else. Verse 23, then the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But the multitude asked Jesus to be crucified for the death penalty against the aliens, not Roman citizens. On the Palm Sunday, 5 days ago, they followed Jesus saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed the people with a fickle, unlike our faithful Lord," but cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." 24. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person you see to death." Pilate was forced to decide just Jesus' death on cross, but he was liable for his decision because of his official capacity of governor or vicarious liability. All the people said, "His blood be on us and on our children," fulfilled by Titus in 70 AD, who did a million holocaust, and during the World War II in 1939 up to 1945, Nazi did a 600 million holocaust. Their choice, influenced by the envy or jealousy, was followed by its consequences. So, for whatever wiser choice, we should ask the Lord. Now is 26. Then he released the Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into Praetorium, the common hall, and gathered the whole garrison around him. Pilate scourged Roman soldiers, physical abuse, and mock fulfilled about 700 years ago Isaiah, and about 600 years ago Jeremiah's prophecies, "For our iniquities," Isaiah 53:4-6, Lamentation 3:30. See the common hall or praetorium for Jesus' trial. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and wreath in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they spat on him and took the wreath and struck him on the head. 31. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. Not only Roman soldiers, but the multitude, chief priests, scribes, and elders, see verse 41, mocked Jesus, and so nobody had pity on Jesus, fulfilling the messianic psalm by David. Christians might waver faith being mocked, but looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that we might be joyful rather than wavering, because he endured the cross and overcame the mocking shame, and had sat down at the right hand of God. Cross reference right there. 33, and when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, Simon, who visited into Jerusalem at the Passover feast from Cyrene in the north of Africa, was the first to carry the cross of Jesus, who was weak physically, toward the Golgotha, in the outside of the gate of Jerusalem. See the three holes like a skull adjacent to the garden tomb today. Hebrews chapter 10, 12, cross reference, right click on, you may see the picture or portrait. 34, 35. They gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink, but when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept the watch over him there. Sour wine mingled with gall, which was to reduce the physical pains, was given to Jesus, fulfilling David's prophecy. Also, the Roman soldiers dividing his garments by casting lots, fulfilling David's prophecy. So right here, in cross-reference, 37, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. The title of the cross was the charged capital crime against Jesus for the rebellion against Rome. Then two robes were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads. 40, and saying, you who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days to save yourself, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. By standards, the blasphemed Jesus, mocking Jesus, to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Ironically, fulfilled Jesus' prophecy upon his bodily resurrection in 3 days in John 2:21. For him, likewise, the chief priest also mocking with the scribes and elders and said, he saved others himself. He cannot save if he is the King of Israel. Let him now come down from the cross and we will deliver him. He trusts in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. For even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him and with the same thing. Now from the sixth house of 44, two hanged robbers mocked Jesus, but one robber changed his mind from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and scolded the other robber and accepted Jesus in his heart. Then Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Here the paradise was Abraham's bosom, the comfort part in Hades. 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out, with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is my God, why have you forsaken me? Question to you. Jesus expressed his anguish, fulfilling David's prophecy. Jesus bore our iniquities, sins, or transgressions, which caused Jesus' separation from the unity of the Father and Him, the spiritual death. So Jesus suffered both the physical death and spiritual death. That's why He expressed so. The gospel for salvation is free, but it's not cheap, because it cost His life on the cross, even to death of bloodshed. All cross reference right there. 47. Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, "This man is calling for Elijah." The watchers misunderstood His expression as Elijah the prophet, who ascended into heaven without physical death. Because Elijah was coming before Messiah or Christ coming, according to the scripture. John the Baptist, in the function of Elijah, came before His first coming. Also, two witnesses, including Elijah, will come before His second coming during the Great Tribulation. All cross-reference right there. 48, immediately one of them ran, took a sponge, filled it with the sour wine, put it in a reed, and offered it to him to drink. 49, the rest said, "Let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up His spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. Only high priest was allowed once per year to atone for the sin of Israel into the temple from the holy place through the veil to the mercy seat at the most holy place. The torn veil signified every Christian boldly access God who gives mercy and grace in time of need for help through Jesus Christ, the alone mediator. All cross reference right there. 52. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, coming out of the graves after His resurrection. They went into the holy city and appeared to many. 53, question 3. Jesus' death was followed by the five miracles, darkness, torn veil, earthquake, His resurrection, dead peoples entering the holy city. The lower parts of the earth were called as Hades, the Greek, Sheol, the Hebrew, or Hell, the English. At the time of His death, the Hades had two lower parts. One was Abraham's bosom, the comfort part, and the other fire part. All believers or the righteous in the Old Testament time went down to the comfort part or paradise. They obtained a good testimony through faith, such as salt and light on the world, not receiving the promise to the holy city in heaven. After Jesus' death, during 3 days, 3 nights, Jesus descended into the Hades toward the comfort part and preached them or the captivity to set free into the holy city. They went into the holy city. Now the Hades contained only fiery lower part. So we the Christians will be judged upon physical death or rapture by the Lord entering the holy city by faith joyfully and eternally. Spiritually, we are alive from now to the eternal time, either in a physical body or in a heavenly eternal habitation. Not naked, it is spirit, the real. So all cross reference right there. 54. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar. Among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus had cast seven demons, was the first eyewitness of his resurrection. Mary, the mother of James, the last, whose height was the shorter disciple than James, the brother of John and Joseph. James and Joseph were son of Alphaeus. The son of Zebedee were James and John, who was the inner circle of Jesus' disciples with Peter. So, all cross reference right here. 57. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. Joseph was a prominent Sanhedrin council member and secret disciple, asking the body of Jesus to Pilate boldly. Here this unwavering face is shown. This man went to Pilate, asked the body of Jesus. The Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. 60. And laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of rock, and he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. Jesus saw Jesus' body was laid in the new tomb, hewn out of the rock with the large stone against its door, fulfilling his grave with the wicked. The two robbers with the rich at his death, the prophecy of Isaiah, see the tomb. And Mary Magdalene was there, and other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "So we remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise.' Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard, go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. The chief priests and Pharisees remembered Jesus' statement of his resurrection after 3 days from the dead, although his disciples did not remember it, worrying the last resurrection to be worse than the first death, influencing to the multitude who might be fickle to follow him. Even if upon Pilate's permission, they made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting the guard, Jesus at the sunrise of the coming Sunday rose again from the dead, because he has the power to lay down his life and to take it again, which he has received from God the Father. Jesus is almighty, even in the last days, perilous times shall come. All cross references right there. So we covered all the questions. Continue to keep on praying for California, for the damage. This Sunday also flood is coming. So still, the book, available. So here is a solo spiritual sanctuary for the perfect reformation. So at the end of this month of February, pre-code